Welcome to Sports from the Couch.
I gotta say, it's the stupidest thing in sports.
With your host, Mike Mercado.
Players cannot stand them. Coaches cannot stand them. Most importantly, the fans can't stand them.
Brought to you by Mercado Airways.
I'm gonna say it once, and hopefully I'm wrong, but it's a disaster waiting to happen.
That is so bad, that is absolutely brutal.
Hello, friends, and welcome into another edition of Sports from the Couch here on Mercado Airwaves. I'm your host, Mike Mercado. I want to thank you so much for making us a part of your day. It is Monday, April 12, 2021, in the beautiful city of Chicago. And while we just had ourselves a restful weekend, while we have a slate of a bunch of games, WrestleMania weekend was upon us. People are still feeling very anxious about their baseball team, specifically here in Chicago, and even more specifically in the North Side. So we got to talk about whether or not you should be worried about the Chicago Cubs. But before we get to all that, let's take care of some housekeeping notes. You can follow us all over the universe. I'm on Twitter at Mike M Media, Instagram, Mike Mercado Media. You can follow the show on Twitter at Couch Sports Talk. Like, rate, review, and shares wherever you get your favorite podcast at Mercado Airwaves. Become a producer of the show at patreon.com/Mercado Airwaves. The home to our interviews with athletes and celebrities that you could get ad-free before anybody else. That's patreon.com/Mercado Airwaves. We have swag. Check us out at teespring.com/Mercado Airwaves. Subscribe to us on YouTube, youtube.com/Mercado Airwaves Network. Come play video games with us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Mercado Airwaves. Like us on Facebook at Mercado Airwaves. And keep up to date with everything we're doing on the network, from the true crime show, the pop culture show, the sports show, the interviews with athletes and celebrities, and everything in between by following us on Twitter at Mercado Airwaves.
And raise the Jolly Roger. The Pirates get the first home win in their second home game. And there's a ground ball to second. Frazier on to first. Rays the Jolly Roger. The Pirates defeat the Chicago Cubs and handily beat them in back-to-back games. Ho-hum. Last couple of days.
Alrighty, friends. So the main reason I wanted to do this episode today, and I know it's really weird since it's only April 12th, but there's a lot of anxiety in Chicago, and especially Chicago fandom, when it comes to the Chicago Bulls, the Chicago White Sox, and the Chicago Cubs, especially after all the hype that was going to the United Center with the Bulls and the big trade that they made, and the White Sox having World Series aspirations in spring training, and then, of course, this Cubs team having to prove themselves, a new regime, all the other things that we can talk about. Bottom line, when we're having this conversation, why I'm singling out the Chicago Cubs, because the Bulls, while exciting and they're talking about playoffs for this year, are a team that we know are a few years away and are putting themselves in a position where they could be successful and be championship contenders. With the White Sox, whether it's a bad bullpen game, whether it's a bad Tony La Russa replay, whatever the case may be, this is a team that they're going to be able, as long as they stay healthy-er and they don't lose anybody like they did with Eloy, they're a team that's going to be in it. Whether they win the whole damn thing or not, that's a different conversation. That was aspirations and that was goals, but that is the hardest thing to do, right, in sports, to win the championship. So you put thumb to the side. What about the 4-5 Chicago Cubs? Now, again, we have to be fair. Last year, from the first 9 games of the season during the pandemic season, everybody was excited about the Cubs. They were the best team in baseball. Didn't win a single playoff game, right? So what about right now? Look, again, it's early, it's baseball, it's a small sample size. Except for the fact that this is the same exact team that's been doing these exact same things for 3 years now. What has changed about the Chicago Cubs? What made you think this was going to be a different season than from ones from the past? The only offseason move you did was to bring in Jock Peterson, who was the MVP of spring training. But what has he done in the regular season? And again, this isn't singling out Jock Peterson or any player themselves. This is more along the lines of the organization, of Jed Hoyer, of Theo Epstein when he was here. You could try to fix this so many different ways, whether it's motivation by having them play for contracts, whether it's making these big trades and selling the whole farm system. The one thing you have not done is blow up the team. And I know a lot of people get a little squirmish when they hear that. But here's the bottom line. You got rid of Kyle Schwarber for a reason. You can't be half in, half out. You can't be pretending that you're going to be doing negotiations but not give Anthony Rizzo a call, not make a formal offer to Javi Baez or Chris Bryant. And nobody's saying that you have to overpay for these players if you don't value them that way. But what are you doing with the roster? And it's the same reason a lot of people were upset about the Cubs this offseason. Because you're telling us, well, it's just guys who aren't living up to their potential. And we had a pandemic season. And once everything kind of gets together and they're healthy, they're going to put it together. You've been saying this since 2018. This is a team that can't get runners in. This is a team that is passive now around the plate. A team that, you know, we used to call discipline now seems scared when it comes to at-bats. And this is a philosophical thing. This isn't going at any individual player. And especially since you guys know how much we roll with Chris Bryant, Javi, Anthony Rizzo. It's BS what's happening with Wilson Contreras and you have people throwing at him. But bottom line is bottom line. This team hasn't performed. They haven't delivered. And I also don't want to be completely negative because there have been some things to take away on the positive side of the fence, especially from, you know, we talked about Javi Baez, but he did have that Javi Baez home run. And that is something that we haven't seen, is him just kind of playing with that loosey-goosey type of way. And Chris Bryant, you know, having, what, four doubles in that series? So if you're getting them healthy, if you're getting them to hit right, that's great. That's what you want to be. But what is the identity of these Chicago Cubs? Do they have a lockdown bullpen? Do they have a top-tier starting rotation? What about this lineup? Do they make pitchers work deep into the count effectively? Do they hit a lot of home runs? Do they get runners in? Are they active on the base paths? These are all questions that at one point or another, the Cubs could identify themselves with, that they were great at, you know, even defensively. But right now, in a season where you have guys who are playing for contracts, that are playing to prove to themselves around the league that they are still contenders, that they still are teams to be reckoned with. And what you're dealing with is Wilson Contreras batting 200, Anthony Rizzo batting 133, David Bodie at 100, Javier Baez at 242, Chris Bryant at 233. All right, let's say you're not into batting average. What about slugging? 320 for Contreras, 267 for Rizzo, 250 for Bodie, 515 for Baez, 567 for Chris Bryant. Chris Bryant, the only one in OPS at 928. You know, a respectable number. But like Anthony Rizzo's been struggling. Moving on to the positives, you know, really fast. Jake Arrieta, the signing where, you know, I didn't think it was anything sexier to bring home with, but I did like the stabilization that he brought. But if he's your ace in 2021, if he's the free agent signing that changes or was the most impactful, that is a failure not only on Jed Hoyer, but on the Ricketts family. And that's what this all comes back to, right? Is evaluation. I can be a fan. I can love a player, be attached to a player, and be a day late on the player supposedly being able to move on. That's okay for the fan. It's not okay for the people who evaluate talent. And it's not fair to the talent. You know, Albert Almora was just jerked around, going up and down the system, playing different positions around the lineup. It's up to him to make it all work. But when you have this manipulation and you have this constant movement and uncertainty, how are you supposed to develop? But I look at this team and it's the same thing over and over again. And that's not okay when you're running the organization. How many years can I sit here and with a straight face tell you, they'll get it together. They're just struggling right now. They've been struggling since they won the World Series. And a lot of these guys are older now. And you know, I hate saying older because they're my age, but they're older now. They have injuries. They have miles. And not only did you not take care of them with their contract, but now that we're in a point where they need a contract, you're going to lowball them. You're going to jerk them around because they're not living up to the standards that they had when they were in their mid-20s and winning a World Series. So now you're in this deadly circle, this endless abyss of a player not being good enough, but having the old mentality of we've seen the greatness in them or we saw the potential in them and we're attached to them as a fan base because they've seen them win. So now the organization gets to kind of, well, we don't have to spend any money. We don't have to do anything. Could you imagine this was going on in New York or Boston or LA, where with years of tape, we've seen the same exact problem with an inefficient offense? How many hitting coaches do you need to hire before you just admit that it's your offense that's broken and it's not something that could be refurbished or you could put a Band-Aid on? So once again, I don't want to come off as if the sky is falling and as this season's over and you might as well not watch any more baseball. To the contrary, go enjoy baseball. Be safe, get vaccinated, and go to these games, enjoy baseball this summer. But don't be blind or don't ignore the problem that's right in front of you, that they're not denying that this team's offense is broke. And you can't lose 2 out of 3 to the worst team in baseball. You know, it's one thing if you lose to New York. It's one thing if you lose to the White Sox. You go down all the good teams, right? You got to win the games you're supposed to, especially when you're a team that's not even built. This was a rotation that had cannon for arms when it came to their pitching rotation. And now they're a team that pitches on finesse and getting the corners. And you can't have a team that isn't playing good defense. So we'll see what happens, though, as the Cubs play the Milwaukee Brewers, and we'll see if they're able to get right. Because at the end of this, if the Cubs, if for nothing else, right, if they're not trying to make the playoffs, if they're playing for contracts. So we're going to find out on both sides of this. We'll see how good of a manager David Ross is to kind of steady the ship during these choppy waters, and whether these guys respond or not. History has shown they did in the biggest of moments, but this offense for years has been dormant. And we keep worrying about this waking giant. We keep speaking about it, but I haven't seen it. But let me know your thoughts. Has this Cubs team frustrated you as much as it's frustrated a lot of Cub fandom? Let me know your thoughts. I'm all over the universe on Twitter at Mike M Media, Instagram, Mike Mercado Media. Follow the show on Twitter at Couch Sports Talk. And that'll do it for us on this edition of Sports on the Couch here on Mercado Airwaves. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. Don't forget, you can follow us all over the universe. I'm on Twitter at Mike M Media, Instagram, Mike Mercado Media. You can follow the show on Twitter at Couch Sports Talk. Like, rate, review, and shares wherever you get your favorite podcast at Mercado Airwaves. Become a producer of the show at patreon.com/Mercado Airwaves. The home to our interviews with athletes and celebrities that you could get ad-free before anybody else. That's patreon.com/Mercado Airwaves. We have swag. Check us out at teespring.com/Mercado Airwaves. Subscribe to us on YouTube, youtube.com/Mercado Airwaves Network. Come play video games with us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Mercado Airwaves. Like us on Facebook at Mercado Airwaves. And keep up to date with everything we're doing on the network, from the True Crime Show, the Pop Culture Show, the Sports Show, the interviews with athletes and celebrities, and everything in between by following us on Twitter at Mercado Airwaves. Enjoy all the games. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. We will see you next time here on Sports from the Couch on the Mercado Airwaves Network. I'm Mike Mercado.